WU2T. I was wondering when I'd hear you on the air.
Hi, Rusty. Oh, well, I was on there a little bit ago talking to Dave, and we're just headed home, and stopped at the electric place in Greer there, and oh, we're probably 5 to 10 minutes out. How's your day?
Oh, pretty good. Been cleaning house this morning. It's, you know, gotta do that occasionally, laundry and all those kind of things. You know, I know Bernice takes care of those things around the house at your place, so you get it pretty easy over there. But I'm the guy that's got to take care of it over here. The dog can't do the laundry. W2T.
Well, this is N0TR. Well, you just haven't got that dog trained right. Now, she's sitting here. You need to keep your mouth shut about the chores. They might get divided.
They ought to be, don't you, Bernice?
I'll agree with that.
Get you in trouble pretty easy when I know Bernice is with you.
Yes, and the place here's got those huge elephant ears on it, and I'm afraid she's like that when it comes to those kind of points.
Have y'all been doing? And all behaving yourselves, staying out of trouble, that type of thing?
We're doing fine. Been trying to avoid people as much as we possibly can in the stores, and actually, we've never been subject to any kind of close quarters with anyone. We went to Home Depot and Harbor Freight. Harbor Freight had more people there than anybody, but I didn't get near them. I wanted some of those blue gloves, and they haven't had those for a month of Sundays, and have no idea when they'll get them. I just use them when I... and doing things like gathering eggs and that.
Yeah, I was talking to... they've got a big sale going on right now. That's why they've got a lot of folks there. I got their sale catalog online the other day, and they've got a lot of things on sale this week, running a big sale there to try to boost traffic and everything, so... Yeah, I know what those are, and I called a friend of mine over the weekend and was trying to get some more eggs from the folks at my church that I usually get eggs from, and she sent me back a message and says, "Well, we're not getting much laying right now, and the babies aren't big enough to start laying, so you know, so I guess I'll have to wait until." Her chickens decide to start laying again.
Well, you know, we have the same situation. Maybe 2 or 3 eggs a day, and that's about it in the nursery. And they've just slowed down to nothing. And I've lost 2 chickens here in the last week, which is rare. But the ones in the front pen are getting up about, 3 years old? So, or maybe more. So they're kind of at the end of their season. I've been noticing this one white one, and she looked not good, and she hadn't been laying for a long time. We were just feeding her, and so I had to put her down. She got real sick. And they do that, and they'll just be going fine, and all at once, plunk, and they're done for.
The patron tells me about hers up there, and I'll... And I said, "Well, you guys are doctors. You ought to know something to make them work, live longer." And she just kind of laughed at me.
It's course. We had one that his craw just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger till it was just about to hang on the ground. And then I went out there a couple of days ago, and she was there and looked like she was asleep. But I went in there to check on her, and she just fell over, and I had to take her down and put her down. Makes good food for the coyotes.
Give you something to feed the neighborhood out there and all, but yeah, and this hot weather, extremely hot weather we've having, is not good for egg laying for chickens and all. That's why these big old production places where they produce a lot of eggs, they've got these big old barns and they've got big old fans and cooling systems in them and everything else to keep their chickens all nice and cool during the hot summer months, you know?
Houston, Gerald Charles. Well, we have, or I have, two fans. Don't lose that piece. And she's got a piece off of a suspended ceiling fan kit that I just bought down in Greer, the electric company there, Crescent Electric. Couldn't find them anywhere else. And I got to thinking, well, boy, they're professionals. They'll have it, and they did. I have two fans on them, rusty, and they're just little $20 Walmart fans. One of them's an oscillating fan. One of them's just one of them cheapy square boxes, and they're both on the same timer. And they come on this time of year about 8 o'clock in the morning and then run until about 8 o'clock at night, and they don't draw any electricity hardly at all. And it keeps them at least somewhat cool.
Telling me that one of the places they were talking with someone who raises more chickens and produces more eggs than they do, says what they did last year in there, because of course they've got a big facility, yours is just a little small thing, they put a little mister in there and let the fans blow that moist air around. Said, boy, it made a whole big difference, and they do it at their little place up there in Inman, where their place is, where they live. But she says it makes a lot of difference on the real hottest days. They don't run it all the time, but, you know, they just create a little mist and let their fans circulate it, and that seems to make the chickens do better all the way around.
And Gerald T.R., yeah, I've seen that done, actually, in chicken books, and that's not a bad idea. We just have, I guess, total, it's about 15 foot long in it, Bernice. But I noticed the chicken man where we go up at Flat Rock, he didn't even advertise chickens this year. And we usually get them from him, and they're 8 weeks old, and they're pre-sexed, and you know you're getting hens. And they've really done well. But it's more of for fun and a hobby than any amount of production, that's for sure. When they're laying good, you'll get quite a few, but I think we're down to 12 now, aren't we, Bernice? Something like that, because we lost two. And if they're laying good, but I don't think these old ones, they're past the stage that they're even going to lay, I don't think, Rusty.
Yeah, probably so. Well, Tom, I got a phone call here. I'll get with you in a little bit. Talk to you later. N0TRW2T.
Okay, Rusty. We're just sitting here in the carport talking to you. See you later. N0TR.